for not guilty? We're moving to a vote. Ted? Matthew?
Adrian, Councilman Mayor. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in specification C. Mr. Crozier misappropriated funds by extending the employment of former GM Dwayne Bradley.
Guilty. Elaine Duncan.
Not guilty.
Anissa Peruki.
Guilty.
Adrian Leviolet.
Guilty.
Jerry Lynch.
Guilty.
Robert Marks.
Not guilty.
P.K. McCary.
Guilty.
Susie Moreno.
Guilty.
Rio Washington.
Guilty.
Dwayne Lark.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty. J.C. Sinclair.
Is that everyone?
No.
No. I'm sorry.
How about Cliff?
Ted Weistroll.
Guilty.
Ronnie Garner.
Guilty.
Robert Gartner. Robert Gartner said guilty. Robert Gartner.
This is a faction. I've never had more.
I need you to vote. Guilty, not guilty, abstain.
Guilty.
Wally James.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Joseph Davis.
Guilty.
Guilty. Cliff Smith. Cliff Smith.
Guilty.
Matthew, what's the count?
I have 16.
Yeah, I voted not guilty.
I didn't write in your name.
Yeah, it's the same. 13 guilty and 3 not guilty.
I missed one.
You didn't.
So the verdict is
your
guilty.
Vote. I didn't write your name, but I don't think they called you.
Can you repeat the vote so everybody hears how everybody votes?
Specification D. Mr. Crozier left KPFT in the
fact. Excuse me. Aren't there 19 of us here?
There were 2 on voting.
We didn't vote. Bill didn't vote.
And there were no
students.
What's the point
except
for
stalling?
You
didn't get
them.
Specification D. Mr. Crozier left KPC and the foundation vote vulnerable to litigation through firings that did not conform to process, lying to government agencies, and bribery. Is there a speaker for guilty?
I'd like to speak for guilty.
Jerry?
Although I don't know that he was lying to government agencies and bribery, I think that should be stricken. I don't know if you can make an amendment, but I do think that
you can. You have to move for it.
That would be my advice, but I do think that he left. You know, even though everybody loves to talk about.
Wait a second, Jerry. Can we stop for a second? What if you move to strike?
Lying to government agencies and bribery.
That's second.
Can we vote to modify the specification? You're not voting for guilt or innocence. You're just voting in favor of the change to the language of the specification.
Vulnerable litigation through firing did not conform to due process.
So who is in favor of striking that part of the specification?
The second part.
I'm only going to say it one more time. Just follow along tonight. We're striking lying to government agencies and bribery. Who would vote for striking that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes. Okay. That's struck. So now we're debating the specification. Mr. Crozier left KPFT and the foundation vulnerable to litigation through firings that did not conform to process.
I want to speak in favor of that. And
even
though, you know, as a lawyer, and I certainly have advised many, many people not to file employment discrimination cases because they drag on for years and years, and even against big corporations, and I hate to see the Pacifica spend money defending it and dragging it out, and it's miserable for the person, for the plaintiff, and everybody else, and it's absurd, but there's never been practically one meeting I've ever been here when somebody is not claiming, oh, if we don't niggle over this little tiny little minute or whatever. We're going to be sued. We got legal liability, blah, 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 blah. Anybody can sue anybody up for anything at any time. But in this particular case, given what I know about it, I do think that, you know, it's, I don't know if I would advise, but anyway, that it's left the foundation open to a civil rights action.
Is there a speaker for not guilty?
You can't find Mr. Crozier guilty of this because what he did conform to the process, as has been established by the board of directors of Pacifica. So I agree, word for word, with what Jerry said. In America, anybody can sue anybody for anything. So no matter what you do, you're subjecting Pacifica to liability. But as far as not conforming to the process, Dr. Kamau was never the general manager of KPFT. He was the interim general manager of KPFT, and the executive director had the right to remove him for the good of Pacifica.
Okay. Who can speak for guilt? We have two more speakers. Do y'all want to decide?
Thank you. The member speaks to whether or not an individual have a right to sue, certainly have a right to sue. But one of the reasons the previous general manager was not outright fired was because the previous IED had consideration that if she fired him, he would have some grounds to sue because of process. The process was not followed to replace this IGM. Y'all can say that all you want, but it is articulated. But we went through the process and we did it properly. Being Mr. Crozier, arbitrarily and capriciously made a decision that is not conforming to, and in fact, if I was this gentleman, I would have sued in June. Talking about having standing and ground, he's just a good man. But he's got one of the best lawsuits the way this man rapidly got rid of. He could have cleaned it up, but he said, and for you to be so blind, because you want to support your friend, and you continue to have done that for 15 years before the previous general manager
so at the expense of the corporation. Okay, Jerry, should I end this session, or should we go back and forth? Okay, Joseph or Ted? Joseph.
I was going to speak up for me, I will.
Should we rotate your vote?
Okay, then we'll do two over here.
Okay, one point I wanted to make, and I think actually this kind of speaks to the fact that...
Sure, you don't want to punch anybody first?
The fact that he did these things in isolation, he's not the kind of person who actually comes and works with groups. He'll talk to a cabal of friends and faction, but he won't actually work with groups. That's what's wrong with the foundation, is people who are too embedded and not crossing lines. We talked about this several times. Even George, in his summing up, said about how we don't work together. Well, that's just it. Bill is the person who doesn't want to work together. And that's exactly why, when you make these capricious decisions that you push down, that shows that his character is insufficient to be on the LSP.
Is there someone to speak for not guilty?
I don't even know where to begin with this. Bill has been for years the very soul of integrity in two different organizations that I am a member of. He did what he thought was right at the time. And if everybody here could claim that, their consciences would be clear, and they're not. He did not violate any laws or any bylaws of Pacifica. And we have Akio Tamaka's statement saying that what he did was perfectly legal. So to accuse him of a crime is way out of bounds. There is just no crime here committed. I might have argued with his judgment. Everybody loves Obadike, but it wasn't my call. It wasn't your call. It wasn't anybody's call. It was Bill's call, and he had to do it.
Thank you.
We're voting on specification D has been amended to say Mr. Crozier left KPFT and the foundation vulnerable to litigation through firings that did not conform to process.
Adriana Kasne. Elaine Duncan.
Not guilty.
Anissa Faruqi.
Guilty.
Adrian LaViolette.
Guilty.
Jerry Lynch.
Guilty.
Robert Mark.
Not guilty.
P.K. McCary.
Guilty.
Guilty. Susie Moreno.
Guilty.
Dwayne Lark.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty. Rita Washington.
Guilty.
Guilty. Deb Shafto.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ted Weisskopf. Guilty. Guilty. Ronnie Garner.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Robert Gartner.
Guilty.
Guilty. Wally James.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Joseph Davis.
Guilty.
Guilty. Cliff Smith.
Guilty.
Guilty. And Casey Sinclair.
I'm not going to vote. My count method is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 guilty. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 not guilty.
Yes,
that's the same. This is guilty. Now we move on to the charge. Because there have been specifications found guilty, we can debate the charge. The charge is conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station KPFT. There's someone to speak for guilty. It's at the top.
I'll speak, Judge. Given the fact that evidence has been presented, whether it's anecdotal, whether it is preferred, or whatever way you want to describe it, when we talk about the communities that are affected by the decisions of this particular IED across the nation, from his first action of firing folk willy-nilly, from the collusion that he did and others in creating the whole morass of an election. For instance, many of you, the evidence didn't show that this idea of taking over the corporation was hatched in Houston, Texas during the last Green Party convention here, where Bill Crozier and others in that faction met with someone who would be appointed the election supervisor. So this has been a total collusion that many folks want to put their head in the sand. But looking at the impact that it had on our local communities across the nation, you have to put your head in the sand.
Not to see the negative impact.
Yes. Somebody else?
Speaker for not guilty.
I'll do it.
For the charge.
Go ahead, Robert.
I want to pass.
No, I'll do it then.
Okay,
then. We are all amateurs here. We have a lawyer, a real lawyer, but this isn't the court of law. And his rights, his understandings don't carry the day here. We have an executive director who has bailed Pacifica out as much as they are out, who has gone way out of his way, who has served in a $150,000, $200,000 job for nothing. Does not that count? Does not that impact your understanding of who Bill is? What is this, avarice he's being charged with? He is a good, dedicated public servant. If people would help more than criticize, he probably would have made other judgments. He might have made other judgments. He might have made the same judgments. We had a failed fund drive. He had to do something. He had to do something. Oh, come on, guys.
That wasn't very nice.
That is not. And this is a hearing. Thanks a lot.
Yes, you have a
The whole meeting is being filmed.
Yeah, it's been filmed over there.
Why aren't you giving a finger to Nancy? She's filming it.
Watch it. Look at it.
Stop. And we can be quite cooperative and with her.
The reality is that we are trying to find here what is behind. Is very clear to everybody that paid a little bit of attention that all is being done behind the back of the listeners, behind the back of the board. This is a problem. If you see the same people that are big and the same people that are defending people are big are the same people that defend during 15 years the failure of KPFT. Fight to keep it. The first time that we select a manager that reactivates, that moves the community, the first thing that is being done in less than 3 months is firing when we have now a general manager that was put in place. That in more than 4 months, what are the results? What are the changes? What are the plans that you present?
Is there a speaker for not guilty?
Oh, come on, somebody.
Oh, I think he's not guilty for sure. I think that he works probably 15 hours a day. I think that he tries to work really hard for consensus. I think he's very kind and generous when he can be. I do. I really, 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 really do. And, what else can I say? I'm ashamed to be on the board, and I'm sure y'all get me off sooner than later. No, I'm not. You know that ain't going to happen. I'm a five.
Ron, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. We have one more speaker for guilty. I have two hands. Just with your hand on the first. Rita has spoken.
And so guilty.
Yeah. Rita. Rita has the floor. Come to order, please. I haven't started her time. Rhonda, we're waiting. We're waiting, Gary. Rita.
I am looking at the charge and it says conduct. And the reason I am saying guilty is because of the conduct. Were you saying guilty that he fired someone that's inconsistent with the bylaws? Guilty that he misappropriated funds, guilty that he may have gun actions that can lead us to possible litigation. It's not him. He is a good person and kind and generous, but it's his conduct, it's his behavior that we're looking at. It has nothing to do with him, the man, but his actions. And if his actions are going to affect the radio station and the foundation, then we have to look at that and then be honest with us.
Is there a speaker for
nothing? You feel like putting all the
dirt in? I'll speak. All of the guilty votes say that you all have absolutely no respect for someone who has worked his whole life to make life better for all of us. We're looking at conduct that we've shown that he did it within the bylaws.
Yeah, a little louder.
He did it within the bylaws. He did the revenue. We voted that it, you know, no, we didn't lose it. It wasn't there yet. And everything that's been done, we have given you all the same information but shown that it wasn't true. It may not have been the best decisions, but it's still these charges should not have been brought. And I don't think he's guilty at all. I think we're guilty for twisting the truth to fit what we want to happen.
All right, we're going to vote. We're voting on the charge of conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station KPFT. Ted.
Adriana Castaneda.
Guilty.
Guilty. Elaine Duncan.
Not guilty.
Anissa Peruki.
Guilty.
Adrian LaViolette.
Guilty.
Jerry Lynch.
Very reluctantly guilty. Bill's a hard
worker. Guilty. Robert Mark.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. P.K. McCary.
Guilty.
Guilty. Susie Moreno.
Guilty.
Dwayne Lark.
Charge proven. Guilty.
Guilty. Rita Washington.
Guilty.
Guilty. Deb Shapta.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ted Weisgall. Guilty. Rhonda Garner.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Robert Gardner.
Guilty.
You better stop.
Guilty.
Excuse me, this member behind here, this woman, making faces at me, and I want her to stop. She got out of the car in the parking lot the other day and attacked me. No!
Robert Gardner, I have, is guilty.
No, I think you're right, Ron.
Wally James, not guilty. Joseph Davis.
Guilty.
Guilty. Chris Smith. Not guilty. And Casey Sinclair.
I don't have to vote again. Guilty. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Not guilty. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I agree.
The charge is guilty. Since we have the charge and specification A, specification C, and specification D with guilty, we are now going to decide on a penalty. Let me talk about how this works. PK is going to make a motion for the penalty. It needs a second, and then it's amendable and debatable. And then most penalties just require a majority. However, according to the bylaws, some penalties, such as removal from office, require 2/3 vote. Right? PK.
If I make a motion based on the numbers, I wouldn't do the motion to remove him from the local station board and the foundation. I don't know what the numbers are. I know this is really hard for a lot of people. But I move that Bill Craig Crozier be sanctioned through the end of the year and not being able to
I can't hear what's happening.
I'm
here to say it loud. She's ashamed. And should be.
The motion on the floor is that Bill should be sanctioned from voting on the board until the end of this year, meaning 2017.
He should be what? Suspended?
I move that Bill Crozier be sanctioned for a period of 3 months without voting rights.
Right.
Yeah. It's been suggested that Bill Crozier be sanctioned for 3 months without voting rights. We'll debate for 6 minutes. Is there someone to speak for this motion? Is there someone to speak for this motion?
Yes.
The motion is, please pay attention, that Bill Crozier is sanctioned for 3 months without voting rights on the LSP.
Which motion is it? Because PK had already made a motion.
There's someone to speak for
it wasn't
this motion.
Seconded. Nobody would second it. It's still.
Probably would have been
the case.
My question is, if the motion was for his removal from the local station board, that would require a 2/3 vote. But for sanctioning, which is what we're now doing, does that only require a majority vote?
As far as I understand, yes.
The
Can we please vote and go home? It's after midnight.
That's correct, but just let them vote.
But the motion's been seconded.
Okay.
Based on the information,
I don't know what to do. What do you want to say in defense?
Please.
I don't care. They've made a mind.
I really do feel that considering. Just take your amendment. Okay. I amend it to.
I have no problem with that.
I object.
Do I happen to get a second?
Yes, it does.
I object.
Okay, if there's an objection, so we'll discuss and then vote?
Yes.
Yes. So the amendment that we're discussing is Bill Crozier's sanction for 6 months without voting rights. Is there a speaker for?
Yes, that's our original motion. I believe that it was my intentions to at least bring some sanction and some clarity
make sure
and some
closure to this
given that we're not dealing with the totality of the charge. This is just one charge that we are trying to assess sanction for. But I agree with the amendment that, in fact, it does expand and show the gravity of the matter and how serious some of us take it, not personally, but just unblinded looking at it, if it was a friend that had done and had been found guilty by a majority of the body. And so these sanctions seem, in the face of it, seem to be very light. So for that reason, I started the brief, but 6 months seems to be reasonable. But in fact, most of these charges, if they were found by reasonable people and other reasonable bodies, would be enough to make sure the person doesn't have the rights to vote, period. So I think 6 months is a reasonable concession.
Before we go next, I just want to clarify that we're speaking of the penalties for all of these charges. We're not going one by one. So this will be the penalty for all of the charges.
That is not what I understood.
No, that's what was explained at first.
That's what I understood. Speaker against. Rhonda?
Yes, I think that it is inappropriate in that PK was in charge of this. She called for the punishment. And I'm sorry, Adrian, but based on the punishment that you set down for me on Wednesday night, banned for 2 weeks with no pay, can't go on the air for 4 months, have to take a sensitivity training class. Yeah, I know, but Adrian, why do you have to do that? Why can't you let PK take care of this one? You have to take care of me. You have to take care of me. Let's stick to what PK led this charge.
Rhonda speaking.
PK led this charge. Adrian, you're a little overzealous. Yes, you are. And you know what? I have somebody sue somebody personally over saying that he lied to government agencies and bribery. I hope he gets you, PK. Because this is all your baby.
Yes, Robert Gardner.
And I'm glad to see that you were given out a decent punishment.
I can tell you.
No,
please stop talking, all of you. Robert Gardner has the floor. Finish this.
Is this the only consideration we're making in terms of any penalties tonight?
Yes, penalties are done all
That's
together.
It. One deal.
Yes.
I would like to also amend it to say that he needs to do arbitration with OBC.
Then you need to make an amendment and it needs to be seconded.
I'd like to make an amendment for 6 months, no voting, and arbitration with OBC, which you should have done.
That's out of your purview.
Is there a second?
Point of order. I mean, a point of information. What
right.
If Bill doesn't vote for 3 months or 6 months, does that mean he's not voting on the PMB? Just a local board?
Yes.
They can't take away
is
the PMB.
And you really don't need it.
I need you to
stop
talking out of order so we can finish this business. Is there a second for arbitration for OBDK?
I second it.
Is there a speaker for this motion?
Can we find out if OBDK wants arbitration?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Speaking. Adrian or Robert?
Yes, Rhonda.
Do that, please.
Who's speaking?
Yes.
Who's speaking for the motion?
I think arbitration is highly appropriate.
I can't wait to have this trial by the process.
Go ahead, please.
I wonder who's going to manage that.
I nominate you.
No.
So are you speaking against the
No, I'm for it.
It's an arbitration service that somebody told me about that will do it for free.
Okay. Hmm? Is there someone to speak against the
yes.
motion?
The amendment?
The amendment. We have to vote on each amendment and then the motion, or we're voting?
The arbitration amendment?
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to vote on the arbitration amendment? No, we're just voting on... We're just voting on 6 months and the arbitration to accept the amendment or to pass the motion. Pass the motion.
Who would be accepting the amendment?
Okay, let's vote to accept the amendment. Who's in favor of accepting 6 months and arbitration?
I wanted to speak to that.
I asked you.
I said,
is anyone against?
Yeah, no, this is the arbitration part.
Okay, Bob,
now
go ahead.
Moved on to the
go
topic.
Ahead, speak. You have a minute.
Yeah.
It's our last one.
This sanction is out of order. It's an affront to our membership. I don't see any difference between taking away a member's right to be on the LSB permanently or for 3 years, as the rules might say, or for 6 months. The members elected this member. You have, without a two-thirds majority of the entire board, you're voting on this, on the findings of fact. You have never given a notice saying that what the penalty was on the table. And I think that applies whether it's 6 months or forever. It's just out of order for you all to consider taking away a member's vote without strict adherence to the bylaws.
Good point.
Simon.
Can we go to a vote on these amendments?
Yes.
So the first amendment we're going to vote is 6 months. Those for the amendment.
Challenge the decision of the chair, not the rule.
The last one was the arbitration. We vote for that, and then we vote for it.
Okay, so let's vote in favor or against the amendment of arbitration with OEDK. The amendment. So all those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3. Abstentions? Now we're going to, that amendment passes. The next amendment we're voting on is 6 months instead of 3 months without voting rights. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Passes. So now the motion on the floor is Bill Crozier will be sanctioned for 6 months without voting rights and will be required to have arbitration with OVDK. Do we discuss this now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there
point of information. I don't understand how you can put the arbitration in there because, hold
then
on.
Then you can speak against it.
Okay.
Who would like to speak for the motion?
Is this for or against?
I thought we already did it.
We just voted for the amendment. Now we have to discuss the whole motion and vote on it. Anyone would like to speak to
the point of
information, please?
I don't like the way it's going, but she's doing the job.
Coming in here, the just result of this would have been to remove you off the board for the things that you've done. And that we've proven by testimony that you have done. So I really feel that 6 months is, as Bob would say, a little bit of a slap on the wrist, frankly. Arbitration is something that you should have done to begin with, and that you never pursued. And it needs to be done now.
Is there a speaker against the motion?
I'm against the motion. Bill Crozier is the executive director, so why would he have? So, if he, as a board member, he's not required to have arbitration with OVDK. So, you're speaking to him being the executive director in arbitration, and that doesn't apply. Y'all are out of order as usual. I'm hilarious, aren't
I? Is there a speaker for? I don't know how to decide who goes first.
Oh, he'll go first, but.
Ken, go.
Okay. As the chair of the local station board, what I plan to do, as long as I'm the chair and as a member of the board as well, is to check on a monthly basis to find out how the arbitration process is going forward, and if it is not going forward, I am going to encourage a re-establishment of this process with further sanctions brought forward against Mr. Crozier. Regarding the six-month suspension, I am going to, as chair, rule that not only is he suspended from voting, but he will be ineligible for running for a position of officer of this board or for a position as a candidate for the Pacifica National Board, since he will not have voting rights in January.
Fine. Is there someone who can speak against the motion?
Yeah. What Ted just said is specious. You can't remove a delegate without complying with the bylaws. The bylaws require the finding of not in the best interest of Pacifica to be made by 16 members of this board of directors. Not two-thirds of us here. 16 members. And so you cannot remove a delegate from his position as a delegate without getting 16 votes, and the most you got was 13 on any of those findings.
Point of information. The member is incorrect.
Let him finish.
Our point of information.
Go ahead,
Bob. Yeah.
The bylaws are quite clear on that point. Article 4, Section 9, I believe. Two-thirds of the members of the entire body.
What section is that?
Section 4.
May I? Are you finished, sir?
He told me to go ahead.
Are you finished?
Yes.
His time is up.
The member is, depending on his memory, which proven not to be that well, Article 5 of our bylaws state very explicitly, and as the letter that was written by the secretary, which is just an opinion, not even a legal opinion, but just an opinion of the secretary, I'm not going to give you an opinion. I'm going to read you what the writ says, and that interpretation is incorrect. According to Article 5, there is Section A, Section B, Section C, Section D, Section E. Go on your web tonight and read it. Article 5, Board of Directors of Foundation, Section 7, Removal of Directors. E states, upon a two-thirds vote of the delegates present and voting, but not less than all of the delegates in majority in the present. So what you're saying is incorrect. It is explicit that it is the amount of people who are here that must be two-thirds. Not the roll.
It's not true.
What is that?
It's not the it's the national board.
What
that
about
it has to do with you saying you gave out this information about
two-thirds.
Order. Absolutely
correct
information.
Come
you're looking at the wrong bylaw.
The motion on the floor is that Bill Crozier should be sanctioned for 6 months without voting rights and arbitration with Obadike. Is there someone to speak against it? Is there someone to speak for it? Then let's go to a vote.
I have a point
My
of
understanding,
information. I have a point of
information. Can I speak? My understanding is this is not removal from office. Therefore, we just need a majority vote. I'm going to do a roll call vote, unless someone asks for a written ballot. Rhonda.
I have a request for information. I'm totally serious here. I've got Deb over here, Mark over here telling us
ask
one
your
thing.
Question.
Dwayne Lark,
ask your question.
I'm not clear on who's giving the right information. So, can you or Ted or PK, someone figure that out?
I have it on the thing I copied.
It's in the bylaws. Not in Robert's.
No,
it's in the bylaws.
Not Robert's. It's the bylaws.
We were not.
Point of order is not to make the motion on the floor. It's irrelevant to how the question.
You know what? It's cool.
They started.
It's cool.
What happened was they started talking about removal of office, and that's not what the motion was on the floor.
Cool.
So this is sanctioning. It just requires a
majority
vote. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, Tim said something about not letting him vote.
Do you agree, Dwayne?
I agree.
Is that okay, Rhonda?
Yes.
All right, let's vote. The motion on the floor is Bill Crozier shall be sanctioned for 6 months without voting rights and will be required to participate in arbitration with Obadike.
Madam Chair,
what?
We can't hear you.
The rules doesn't say that the chair shouldn't vote.
I know what the rules say. I'm choosing not to vote. It hasn't mattered up to this point. Okay. First, we're going to do a roll call vote. If you're voting for, you're voting for the sanctions for 6 months and arbitration with Obadike. If you're voting against, you're voting down the motion, or you can abstain.
Is there any way we could separate those?
No.
No?
Say
all
for,
right.
Against, or abstain. Ted. Okay, but you're going to roll call
those. Adriana Costanay.
Yes.
Yes.
For.
Elaine Duncan.
Against.
Against. Anissa Faruqi.
For with a 3 month stipulation, not six.
You can't change it. Are you voting for or against?
For. Adrian LaViolette.
For.
For. Jerry Lynch.
For.
For. Robert Mark.
Against, no.
No. P.K. McCary.
For.
Four. Susie Moreno.
Four.
Deb Shafto.
Against.
Gwen Lark.
Guilt.
Four. Rita Washington.
Four.
Ted Weisgall. Four. Rhonda Garner.
Against.
Against. Robert Gardner.
Four.
Four. Wally James.
Against.
Against. Joseph Davis.
Four.
Four. Cliff Smith.
Four.
Four. And Casey Sinclair.
One again.
I again don't have to vote. Four. And Matthew, thanks for just doing that. Four, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Against, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that what you have? No abstentions. The motion passes. This is the end of the trial. I'm reading the results. On the charge of conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the radio station KPFT, Bill Crozier was found guilty. On specification A, on 7-14-2017, Mr. Crozier fired IBM, Dr. Obadike Kamau in a manner that is inconsistent with Pacifica bylaws and Dr. Kamau's employment agreement, straining ties between KPFT Pacifica and the Houston community that supports them. Bill Crozier was found guilty. On specification B, by firing IBM,
just quit.
Dr.
Have a place for the fall to the floor in 6 months.
Stop revenue.
You're not a quitter.
I would. Mr. Crozier misappropriated funds by extending the employment of former GM Dwayne Bradley. Bill Crozier was found guilty. On specification D, Mr. Crozier left. It was amended. Mr. Crozier left KPFT and the foundation vulnerable to litigation through firings that did not conform to process. Mr. Crozier
was
found guilty.
Table.
For these verdicts, the penalty has been decided upon that Bill Crozier will be sanctioned for 6 months without voting rights on the KPFT LSB and will be required to participate in arbitration with Obadike.
Madam Chair, is that the report out?
That's the report out.
We're not in executive session, so
I move that we adjourn.
There's been
a 4 hours to wait.
Is there an objection?
No.